Number 10, review of Lower Columbia River Sturgeon Management Policy, C-3001. This is a decision. Cindy is not here. Guy is here. Guy Norman.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair, Commissioners. For the record, my name is Guy Norman. I am Southwest Washington Regional Director. Cindy LaFleur was not able to make it here today due to the weather in the Vancouver area. She lives up on top of a hill and pretty tough driving situation up there right now. So we're here to review the Columbia River Sturgeon policy, policy C-3001. We've been through a couple months of process on this particular issue. The purpose of today's presentation is to ask the Commission to adopt the policy. The current policy expired December 31st, 2013. There are some minor changes to this policy, mostly organization. The basic components of the policy are still intact and consistent with the 2013 or the policy that expired in 2013. So in December, staff presented a status review and the draft policy. That policy was posted for public review on December 9th. And then in January, there was another briefing, and the commission received public input. And today, we're here to entertain a commission decision regarding adoption of this policy. So as in the previous policy, the purpose of this policy is to provide guidelines for management of Lower Columbia River white sturgeon, the population, as well as potential fisheries. General management statement for the policy is consistent with what we've had for a number of years for managing sturgeon in the Lower Columbia River, and that is to manage the Lower Columbia River white sturgeon population with conservation and fishery management objectives that are consistent with a healthy population, and there's a number of specifics associated with that objectives. So within the policy C-3001, there's conservation objectives, fishery management objectives, an annual review to the commission as designated in the policy, and then delegation of authority to Fish and Wildlife Director to negotiate with Oregon for concurrent regulations and management, conservation management of the resource. The public input that was received last month focused on fisheries, both past and potential fisheries for 2014. There was generally equal support for and against the retention fishery in 2014. There was a proposed option for a fishery in 2014 that would be the same number of fish that were in the harvest limitation for 2013 as proposed by some proponents for a fishery from the public. And that completes the presentation.
Okay, thank you. Questions for Guy? Commissioner Mankin?
Are you ready for a motion, Madam Chair?
Yes.
I move that we adopt Commission Policy C-3001 as presented by staff in Attachment 2 for the time period of March 1st, 2014 through December 31st, 2018.
Do I hear a second?
I'll second.
Okay. Commissioner Smith seconded the motion to adopt Commission Policy C-3001 as presented by staff in Attachment 2 for the time period of March 1st, 2014 through December 31st, 2018. Okay, discussion. Any discussion?
Yeah.
Commissioner Kehoe.
Thank you, Madam Chair. You know, I'm new to this game.
still, obviously, and have a lot to learn about sturgeon. I just have a comment about, you know, there's two things. There's the actual policy adoption, and then there's the implementation of the policy. And so in connection with the request for a harvest in 2014, I know we not support, as I understand, for moving forward with that. But I just want to make a comment that, and one of the reasons is some uncertainties concerning the population. And again, I'm no expert on it, but certainly I think the policy recognizes that there are uncertainties about this species. And due to a lot of different factors. And so I just think as a commission, we need to really rely on our staff to help us in make decisions. Because when I it's easy to just make a decision not to have a fishery. I mean, that's easy. But it's more difficult when we try to weigh the information. We always want more information, but unfortunately, we'll never have all the information that we really think we need, and we're faced with often, you know, using our good judgment. And so, I have concerns about how we implement this policy, and I look forward to learning more about this and as we move forward. So that was my comment.
Commissioner Smitten.
Thank you, Chair. Very much appreciate Commissioner Kehoe's comments as well. This commission for three consecutive years expressed concerns over the direction that sturgeon was going. It was a decline in species, especially the young of the year, even the harvestable size, we saw a continued decline. We expressed our concerns to State of Oregon as well. They agreed. In a slow growth species such as sturgeon, there is a need to be precautionary. To answer Commissioner Kehoe, with that said, and I think that is driving us this one year, an annual review is really paramount to see where we go each year. But I think I'm very comfortable with our decision this year in supporting the policy, and we will continue to review it.
Okay. Other comments? Other discussion, questions for Guy? I guess we've reached the moment to decide. Hearing no further discussion, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, say no. Motion carries. Policy adopted. Thank you, Guy.
Thank you.